This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It's Sydney's Hope 103.2 and Ray Kington with you for The Drive Home. The federal government today announcing its long-awaited technology roadmap to reduce emissions. This is an $18 billion project that the coalition plans to invest in. And joining me this afternoon, Minister Angus Taylor, Minister for Energy and Emissions Reduction. Walk us through, what does all this mean and how does it work?
Well, first of all, what we're focused on here is using technology to drive down emissions, which allows us to do that in a way which is consistent with job creation, with investment, with a strong economy, and making sure people can realise their aspirations in their lives and not trying to destroy industries or jobs. Now, central to that, and this is how we've solved problems as a human race for centuries or more, is using technology to try and solve hard problems. And sort of the sort of technologies that we've laid out as priority technologies in this roadmap include use of hydrogen, which can be used as a means of generating electricity, or can be used to produce critical goods like fertilizer. We've got soil carbon, which is a way of absorbing carbon in our soil through good farming practices, but we've struggled to measure this well, and technologies are improving to a point where it'll be possible to measure it, and farmers then will be able to receive an income for doing really good stuff on their farms. We have storage, and this is a really critical issue. More and more people are putting solar cells on their roofs, and of course that works great during the day, but it's a problem when the sun goes down. So we need to be able to store energy, and in particular bring the cost of storage down. Anyone who's bought a battery, you'll find it's pretty expensive still. We need to find ways of storing energy more cost effectively. That range of technologies and others, carbon capture and storage is another priority technology which offers us opportunities, will allow us to bring our emissions down, but in a way that's consistent with the industries we have in Australia. It'll in particular help our agriculture sector, our manufacturing sectors, and even our transport and electricity sectors will benefit from using technology as a way of achieving these outcomes.
And this is really smart. I mean, yeah, very often you have people, marching around saying, just turn off the coal. Well, it's not that simple. I don't know whether you like electricity or not, but I kind of do.
exactly right. And, of course, you've got to have something for when the sun goes down. And the good news is technology can solve that problem. Look, we're doing it now. The Snowy 2 project, using the Snowy Mountain scheme to store energy, is something we can do more of, and we are doing more of it. But over time, technology will offer other solutions. We're investing in those technologies. And the crucial point here is that this is an $18 billion investment. We think with private sector and state government investment alongside ours, that can turn into more than $50 billion, 130,000 jobs through to 2030. So a lot of people focused on solving these problems. And we can do it in a way which is good for our economy, not bad. We don't want to tax people more. We don't want to get in the way of them living their lives the way they want to live their lives. You know, and electricity costs are a big part of that, of course. They're an important issue for lots of people struggling to make ends meet. So it's really important we get these things right.
It's fantastic news, and particularly at this point now where we are in history, creating 100,000 jobs by 2030, doesn't solve a problem, in the immediate, but I tell you what, it's a step forward, that's for sure.
Well, some of that money will be spent in the next 12 months. And we know over the next couple of years there's going to have to be enormous effort to get people back into work, into jobs. This is a tough time for many people, and those who can go back into their old job, fantastic, and there's lots of people who have already obviously, worked right through, but there are others we know who have lost jobs. And it's really incredibly important as a government that we support those people through and get them into work, because that's what makes life. Sometimes we all feel like not going to work, but the truth is there's one thing worse than having a job, and that's not having one at all. So we absolutely want to make sure we give people those opportunities.
Yeah, whenever you complain about your job, think about what it's like when you didn't have one at some point in your life. Good to talk to you, Minister. Thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.